There are many times when the market will respond to economic data in a counterintuitive way before eventually coming around to reality the following day. We wonder if this will be the case in the aftermath of Tuesday's hotter than expected US CPI data, which also came on the heels of last week's much hotter than expected US producer prices. On the surface, all of this run-up in US inflation data should be having a more disruptive impact on stocks and a more favorable impact on the US dollar. And yet, the initial reaction has been to dismiss the data and focus more on the powers that be, who continue to communicate messages that the data should be shrugged off and downplayed. And there's been plenty of it too. Over the past 24 hours, there's been a wave of fresh dovish speak from central bankers around the globe who are reinforcing the lower for longer policy strategy. In fact, the only central banker who warned about risks to rising inflation of late was BOE Haldane, who, interestingly enough, is on his way out of office in June after calling it quits. We are seeing a little bit of a dollar recovery into North American trade on Wednesday, and US equity futures have at least not extended to fresh record highs thus far, doing nothing more than sitting remarkably still. We're going to hear from more central bankers today, including ECB Lagarde and Fed Chair Powell. We'll get to see what US import prices and the beige book look like, and we'll also get some action around US earnings season, which kicks off today. That's all for now.